Welcome to the Aaron LaBauer Show. This is the number one show for passionate physical therapy and healthcare entrepreneurs looking to level up their income and impact on the world. If that's you, then you're in the right place. So sit back, chill out, and let's get into the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Aaron LaBauer Show. I'm your host, Aaron LaBauer. By the way, if you don't know this about me, I love vintage scooters and vintage straight razors. One of my passions is like old things, but also fixing things with my hands. So here's what I'm going to talk about today in this episode is just about problems and how they're not unique and some traits about successful people. But I just wanted to introduce a little story about me. If you've been listening only for the last few years, you can see I've got a beard. I've had a beard since 2018, but I think for about 8 years before that, I shaved with a straight razor. 10 years before that, I shaved with a double-edged safety razor. I moved here to Greensboro in December 2004, or maybe it was right before Thanksgiving. And over that next year, I met this guy Ken, and Ken was like, "I'm shaving with a safety razor." And that, so he wasn't saying it to me, but he had told someone else, one of my friends, and my ex-wife. You knew, like, I had always had like some, like, wouldn't shave that much because it would just irritate my skin. My skin's decently sensitive. I'm a redhead. Anyways, she was like, "You got to talk to Ken." Ken was really interesting in a lot of other ways. And somehow I found out about double-edged safety razors from Ken. And I started shaving with those and then realized, there was a lot that I missed on good brushes and good soaps and, shave with the grain, not against the grain, the way that Gillette really wants you to do it. And so there's also a lesson in here about marketing, and I'll tell you that in a second. I got a bunch off eBay and I restored them, and I like working my hands because I'm a massage therapist, a physical therapist. I like doing it with my hands, but I want to do it in my free time as well. I also need sensory stimulation to calm down. There's like I learned in PT school, I have this sensory processing thing where if I'm going fast, I'm calm and focused. If I'm using my hands, I can think. So I like moving my body. I get my best ideas when I work out. So I did this, and then I was like, I want a tattoo. And I think I got my first tattoo my last year in PT school, right before my final clinical rotation. I got it in that summer. So that was in 2008. And I'd been researching tattoos for a long time. Couldn't figure out which one I wanted. When I was racing bikes, there was one I wanted on my leg, but I didn't want to like scrape it off on the ground like a lot of my friends did when you crash. So I was researching the tattoo, because I wanted to get a good picture for a tattoo artist. Remember at the time, it was 2000 and it was probably around 2004, 2005. The internet was there, but there weren't a gajillion pictures on the internet especially of tattoos. And so I had to go find here's what I'm looking for. I had to go find a good picture of a peony and a straight razor and kind of how do I put them together, bring them to a tattoo artist and figure that out. And in the process of just looking for cool tattoos online or cool objects, I've actually realized at straight razors, I realized that there are all these forums for people shaving with straight razors. And I was like, "Oh, this is interesting. I didn't realize this was still a thing." And so then I started shaving with a straight razor. And straight razors, while they take a little bit more maintenance and a little bit more care, they're actually cut you less than a double edge razor. It's a much better shave. But now with a beard, I'll just you can't really feel where the razor stops. So I'll just slice off a chunk of my beard if I'm not paying attention. Like, it doesn't hurt me, but it's just I'll just cut too high. So I don't use them that much. There's that. And I rode my scooter, my 1961 Lambretta scooter here to work. I just wanted to share these things with you. These are things about me that I do that I don't always talk about. And I'm going to go on a vacation in a few weeks to the Lambretta Jamboree in Bristol, Tennessee, which is going to be awesome. I can talk more about that, but let me tell you the lesson in the whole Gillette. There's the Gillette model. If you haven't heard of this, this isn't even what the podcast is about, but I'm just going to talk about it because I got ADD, and I want to, there's a lesson in most things, right? So men were shaving with straight razors for a long time. And then I think the safety razor came out, and I'm not exactly sure why or what prompted it, but I think in World War I, they gave them to everyone because you have to shave in the trench to put the gas mask on, so there's a good seal. And you're not going to carry around a straight razor to do that. And, they take a lot more, maintenance. And then I think what, so here's the Gillette model is, and you can see this today, it's, we sell you a thing or we give you a thing for free. Like the handle of the razor is basically free. And then what they do is they sell you the blades and they sell you replacement blades. And so every time they upgrade, it's, you know, two blades is better than one. A safety razor is better than one. The plastic disposable is better than the old one. You know, the five blade razor is now better than the four blade razor. And they're always trying to upgrade you. And eventually they'll sell you a new handle because you got to buy that at some point. But Gillette makes money on sale of the blades, not of the actual handle of the razor, the thing that holds the blade. Where it used to be, you bought a straight razor and that was a one-time purchase. And you could maintain that thing for years. I mean, I've got about 25 of them, maybe 30. The newest one is 15 years old. Pretty much every other one is 50 to 100 years old. And they still work just like new. You have to sharpen them. But if you're just buying it, I collect them. But if you're just buying it to shave, you really need one, maybe two. You know, maybe you need one to shave with while you're working on sharpening the other. Maybe it was two. Like I know my grandfather, and that was the kind of idea for the tattoo was, I remember when I was a kid seeing his straight razor sitting in his bathroom and he had like three or four of them. But you didn't, these weren't like, this wasn't a monthly purchase, a yearly purchase. But now you buy blades and it's a monthly purchase, whether you're shaving your legs, your armpits, your face, or whatever else you're shaving with it. You go through a lot of razors. A lot of blades. Okay. That's how they make a ton of money. And now they have these subscription boxes, you know, from competitors and they're selling them to you. They're making a ton of money too. It's just a cheaper competitor and they're getting you on a monthly recurring subscription. So as you grow your business, how can you give away the thing that people need, what the people want, but sell them something that they need on a recurring basis? Oh my gosh. Like talk about a great business model. So anyways, that's initial lesson. And a little bit of story about who Aaron is. Remember, I'm 50. I've been in business for 25 years, a little over 25 years. So here's the thing I want to talk about today and why I came on to talk about is that your problems are not unique. Whether these are your personal problems, your interpersonal problems, your business problems. Generally, I'm here to talk about your business problems, but your problems are not unique. You know, the way this shows up for a lot of people that I talk to is, you know, someone messaged me the other day. I think I need to get a big loan to start my business. I need to get my CSCS or OCS before I start a cash practice. How do you start a cash practice, you know, in a place that's not affluent? I couldn't possibly charge X. Look, I can tell you, however you're feeling about your problems, there's someone else out there that feels the same way. I guarantee you that, at least one other person. But when you come with business problems and you're like, and Aaron, this is really hard. You know, I need... You know, I've got a unique situation. You know, I need your help. And really, it's like, I feel like I need it one-on-one. Like, this is kind of like the false belief that I want you to understand is your problems are not unique. And I can absolutely help you solve them one-on-one. I mean, I did that for a long time. But then there were so many people asking me the same questions that that's when I started writing a blog. And then I built a course. And then, you know, people besides just information needed the insights and implementation and ongoing accountability, and not just me holding your hand, but like you got to show up. So do some work. You're coming to an event. You better be prepared. You come to Tuesday, be prepared. Like, but it's also, let me give you bigger, better problems. Like Sarah Martinez is seeing 30 people a week, charging $300 an hour, making over 30K a month. And she's like, Aaron, I'm so busy. You know, how do we need to, like, it's hard to find a PT right now. So we're working on how do we get her free time, create some boundaries. And where do we put the extra money? Like, this is starting to become an issue. Do we buy the house or buy or rent the house next door that's available to move our family there so the clinic can stay here? I mean, these are the good problems, but it's still not unique. It's unique to you. And that's the thing, is it's unique to you. And it feels like no one else has this, likely because you've had other problems. Your experiences all combined are unique because you are unique. But at the end of the day, the business problem of I don't have enough money in the bank, or I don't have enough clients, I don't have enough leads, I don't know what to do about, you know, do you take my insurance, or people don't want to pay $150, how could I possibly charge more? That's not a unique problem. It's not that it doesn't require a unique solution. It's more about, can I help you and 20 other people at the exact same time with the same answer all get better, faster results? Yeah, I absolutely can. You know what else happens is when I do that. So when we do that, in like, that's why I have a group coaching model, is because, you know, me doing, you know, like one-on-one, it takes up a lot of my time, and that's not a lifestyle business for me. And I don't, if I'm not living a lifestyle business, how can I teach you how to build a lifestyle business? But two, the results come so much faster, because when you ask a question to me in a group setting in front of people, whether it's, you know, in our Platinum Mastermind, whether it's in Cash PT Nation, in our PT Business Ignition group for our private coaching clients, or at an event, on a webinar, a workshop, something, when you ask on a Zoom, when you ask a question in front of a group of people, who are your peers? Number one, generally a safe space. Sometimes there's not safety because then people need to be booted. But number two, now they get the answer to that problem. So when they encounter that problem, they already know how to solve it, which now creates a problem for me, because people go, Aaron, I know everything I need to know. I know all these problems that are coming. I have all these things coming up down the road. Like, I'm good. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I guess you are. And then when you get to that problem, there's a nuance that maybe it does take some individual, like, kind of brainstorming. But we do that in front of a group, because guess what? That just helps people accelerate results so much faster. Helps you accelerate your results so much faster. And you know, it's not that people don't get one-on-one. We're just like, the model that I have isn't one-on-one in private. I mean, I do have that. You can absolutely come and do a private VIP, one-day VIP day. It's $10,000 to come sit with me for a day in the office here in Greensboro. I've got a year-long one-on-one mentorship program. We meet once a month for an hour on Zoom, twice a year for 4 hours. That's more of a $50,000 program. So like, I absolutely do those. Most people who feel like they need that aren't really ready for that. Most of the people who come through, when you're starting a business, growing it, working on some of the marketing things, like, there is this level of, the problems are very, like, to me, like the surgeon, right? Like, they're routine. You know how you get upset when the surgeon tells your patient that it's routine surgery? You just need, you know, and it's like, they have a little bit of like back pain, and the surgeon's like, not like you should go to physical therapy, or you should walk, or you should like do yoga. Oh, we should just do some surgery. It's totally routine. I'm like, routine? Surgery is not routine for my patient. Like, let's make it the last option. Well, you know, for you, you're like the patient. You're like, this isn't routine. This is brand new. For Aaron, the coach, I've been coaching other people since 2000, I started, actually, I think made my first dollar coaching in 2011 or 2012. And I sold my first online product in 2013. So it's been 12, 13 years. I've been coaching other people. And it was a few years before that that I was helping people with their practice, because people, that's what I did, is I just helped for free. People asked to pay me for help. I've been doing this for so long. It's like, I'm like the surgeon now. These problems are routine for me. I know how to solve them. I probably have a training for them. I might have even a free resource for them. But free doesn't always get you results, because you didn't invest anything in it. So that's just like the point I want to make, is that as you go through your business, you know, think about it. You get to a problem, understand that there's some unique things about it, like your location, maybe a law, maybe there's a law, but look, it's not unique to Aaron, because I've had dozens of people from Pennsylvania, hundreds of people from New York, Texas, you know, where there's limited direct access. Doesn't, like, Mississippi is one. I don't get a lot of people there, but I got a client who lives there now. That's limited direct access. I got dozens of people from there. So, you know, I've already experienced a lot of those things. I've done it in my own business, had these issues. Even people say, you know, can you help home health? Man, I started going to people's homes when I started my business, but it was so long ago that, you might not see it, and that's okay. Just understand that the best way to solve a problem when you encounter one is to write it down and write down all the possible solutions. And then you think about it for a minute, but don't think about it for months or years or, you know, or even like days. I mean, if, you know, I tell some of my coaching clients, if you've got a problem you don't know how to solve, I mean, you're thinking about it for, you know, 24 hours or more, just pop the question in our Facebook group and we'll get you some clarity. You know, it's also like, you know, I think three people said this to me recently, you know, because I reach out for help. You know, I belong to Taki Moore's boardroom. It's $4,800 a month. I pay almost $5,000 a month for coaching and help, and I don't get one-on-one help for that. I've paid $50,000 a year to get one-on-one help with Bedros, but you know, I get a very different, I'm paying basically the same thing to be in boardroom. But it's different. I have a community of people. The community is valuable to me. The resources are different. You know, and the coaching is different, you know, but I can still get the help I need. When you have a problem, what you do is you just reach out and you get some help. So one of the other members of Boardroom was helping me, and he even said this, you know, I was like, hey, thanks so much for the help. They gave me a lot of clarity on this problem I'm having. And he's like, yeah, sometimes you can't read the label. When you're inside the jar, you can't read the label. You know, I was like, oh, but there's like three other people said that to me, or two other people said that to me in the last month. It's the helicopter. It's like, I'm inside the jar. You're inside the jar. You can't read the label. You need someone outside the problem. And that's really, you know, what this is about too. It's I'm outside the problem. And I can see that the problem isn't as daunting as it feels when you're inside. You know, so the details may be different, but at the heart of the problem, the questions are the same. And just because it's unique to you doesn't mean like one-on-one is going to solve it. Like you have to have it. It is something like, reason I'm saying this is I've just seen so many people like almost like that's insistent that's it. And maybe it's an objection that I'm not handling well. But I really feel like I think because we did one-on-one mentoring in grad school, because, you know, like we've done a lot of this, it's like, it feels like, well, my problem is unique. I need a unique solution. You know, the feeling of owning a business is isolating, right? You know, like you own a business, it's isolating. I need someone to talk to. Yeah, man, absolutely. You need some friends. You need some people to talk to. You need some colleagues. You need people that aren't your competitors to talk to, right? That's what's really awesome about the masterminds that I belong to and what I hope I create in the ones that I have. Right? So here's how I handle this. You know, if it feels like you're hitting a brick wall, you know, like I think what you need to do is write it out, figure it out and say, hey, what's this? Okay, who else has this problem? Who else has solved this problem already? Right? And, you know, I think just go find that person. And that might be it. It might be me. It might not be me. You know, I haven't solved the problem of, figuring out how to sell $10,000, traction plans, you know, for in a chiropractic office. Not me. I don't know what they'd sell those for these days. And the last thing I want to say about this piece before I talk about some successful traits and other things is PT business is PT business, but it is not very different from an OT business. It's not very different from a massage therapy business. It's not very different from a personal training business. And it's not very different from Gillette. It's not very different from McDonald's. You can leverage it and use it the same way. Business is business. You solve a big problem for people. People will pay, you know, people will pay what it's worth to solve that problem. You're solving like, I'm hungry and I need food fast. Or you're solving, I'm hungry and I want it healthy, so I'm willing to wait for it to be slower, so it'll be more expensive. And, you know, there's, you know, solutions to a lot of these things that, you know, the problems we think we have because it's physical therapy, they're not just related to physical therapy. I was working with a friend yesterday. My friend Will, who spoke at our retreat a few weeks ago, he is like a wealth advisor and he sells like real estate investments and some life insurance stuff. And, you know, he's like doing it all from his phone. And we sat down yesterday and I wrote him an email and a text, and we loaded in his contacts into PT Marketing Machine. And I was like, you ready to send this out? And we tested it and we sent it out. And right away he got a phone call from someone who was like, yeah, I'm ready to do, I've been meaning to call you. I'm ready to do, you know, these other investments with you. And, you know, I don't know what that did, but then another person contacted him and invested another $50,000 yesterday just from sending a couple emails and texts. And look, they had nothing to do with physical therapy, but it had everything to do with the marketing that I had to learn in order to get people to come to my cash practice when they could go down the street for a copay. And that's the kind of marketing that I teach our clients. I mean, look, I offered this service to my kids' school. I offered that to the Greensburg Jewish Federation. I was like, hey, let me write some emails to raise help raise some money. And they're like, no, people don't really like emails. People don't really want to do that. I mean, all Will's clients were like 50 and over. Maybe, I don't know, maybe they're a couple, they're younger, but the guys, that, people that called him yesterday were like, you know, in their 60s and 50s. And they answered the text and they answered the email. And this stuff is so powerful. I mean, that already paid for his, you know, first year of PT marketing machine. And he's not even a PT, but it's because Derek and I have set him up with an account. And there's so many features he doesn't even need to use. But it's just these two features, loading in contacts, sending out an email, and sending out a text message broadcast, got him a ton of business. And so that's really the other lesson is the business strategies, they can be used in a lot of different ways. And we just have to kind of get out of this, like my situation, my problems, my profession, this is all unique. It's not so unique. I really, if I go into it, I think that's just a part of your brain. Maybe that's, you know, the other version of you protecting you from harm by taking a risk and moving forward and trying something new. It's like, my problems are unique. No one else is going to understand them. I can't actually take action. But if you can get rid of that voice inside your head and just understand that, like, I've got a business problem or a life problem. There's someone out there that knows the answer. Let me go ask for help and get the answer and move past this problem. Because the problems aren't the things that define you. It's your actions and how you handle the problems. How do you handle this hard-ass shit, right? Like, be that person that people look up to and like, man, they handle that like a boss. What I want you to do is take a minute to write down like your aha, your insight. I don't want you to share it with me. I want you to write it down and I want you to look at this and go, hey, what did I learn today? What am I going to do about it? What are the three next steps? And then I want you to go take action. I want you to do the work, ask for help, analyze your problem and go, who can I get some help with from this, about this, to solve it and move forward faster? Okay. And then, if you'd like to hop on a call and brainstorm some ideas and see if working with us is the right fit, then reach out to me. Shoot me a message on Instagram. You can send me with the word, I'm going to say, send me a message with the word private, which is funny because, if you do want one-on-one, we can absolutely do that. But just send me a word private. The Autobot will reply to you and say, hey, thanks for your message. I'm excited. You're interested. Tell me more about your business. But I know that one works. So do that. And we can hop on a quick 15-minute call. It's free. I'm not going to sell anything on that one. I just want to see, can I help? Do you have a problem I can solve? Or is there a problem for someone else and I'll refer you somewhere else? But if we can help you and you like feel good about it, then we can book in another time to talk about how and what that looks like and all the details. But you can do that. Just send me a DM on Instagram or go to callwithaaron.com. Book in a time. Check out the videos there. And then in the meantime, if it's a few days or a few years before I chat with you, look out for the next show. I got some really cool stuff coming up. Some really good things happening. Sending more. One of my goals this month is to send more personal email updates about like lessons of life and things like this. So maybe if you're listening to the podcast, you're not on the email list, figure out how to get on there by, you can go to aaronlebauer.com and opt into one of the things and you'll get, updates on email. I got some other things coming out. I think we'll probably do like a text messaging, like updates list. I'd done it for my friend, but not for myself yet. There's some other things. I got a bigger ship to move. But anyways, those things are coming up. So go out there, get past this problem. Let's get you some really good problems. And remember, problems are part of the game. So, you're just gonna be solving problems and let's solve some big problems together. We'll make some big money. We'll help a lot of people. And I'll see you on the next episode. Peace out. Hey, what's up? It's Aaron. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to the show. Whenever you're ready, here are three ways I can help you grow your business. One, grab a free copy of my book. It's the roadmap to launch, grow, and scale your physical therapy business. Just DM me the word book over on Instagram at Aaron LeBauer or go to cashptblueprintbook.com. Number two, you could join our Cash PT Blueprint case study program, We're putting together a new coaching case study group this month, and if you'd like to work with us to launch a six-figure cash practice in just 90 days, just send me a message on Instagram with the words blueprint. Or number three, work with me and my team privately. If you have an established business and would like to work directly with me and my team to take your business to multiple six or seven figures, just send me a message over on Instagram with the words private, and I'll get back to you with all the details. Thanks, and I'll see you next week on the show.